Negotiations with Blagojevich on the proposals are ongoing. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Illinois State Treasurer says sweeping funds from dedicated accounts should be looked upon as only a temporary answer to restore funds to various budget cuts. State lawmakers have considered such action in this week's special session to restore funding to social service agencies or state parks and historic areas. But Alexei Janulius says a lease of the state lottery can serve as a long-term revenue source if it's done right. He calls it the most realistic option on the table right now.
I don't think it's sets the right precedent to sell long-term revenue-generating assets for a one-time purchase or one-time influx of cash. That being said, if this gets structured and if it happens, this alleviates some of my concerns because it still provides a mechanism to bring revenue in for the next 50 or 60 years.
Speaking in Champaign-Urbana today, Janulia said that lottery lease has the potential to bring in $600 million a year for school and road construction. The Illinois House is receiving its fifth piece of legislation this year that would require insurance coverage for autism treatment. Today, the Senate voted 47-6 to approve that plan. It would require insurers to cover up to $36,000 a year and unlimited doctor visits until the age of 21 for people with autism spectrum disorders. The Senate has previously sent three bills on the matter to the House. Governor Al Blagojevich added the language to two other bills in amendatory vetoes. The House likes the idea, but some lawmakers say they don't trust Blagojevich to implement the plan without legislative oversight. Enrollment continues a steady climb at many Illinois universities. But at some campuses where enrollment has slowed down, administrators are blaming the economy and increased competition for students. Overall attendance at the University of Illinois' three campuses is up about 1% to more than 71,000 this fall. And private schools like Northwestern and Knox College say their enrollment is either up or holding steady. At Northern Illinois, though, enrollment is down more than 3% to just over 24,000. The vice provost, Earl Seaver, says informal surveys of students who took a pass on NIU found the economy was their top reason. Administrators from schools with declining numbers also say competition is growing. Seaver points out that states with fewer people recruit heavily in the Chicago area. Wrigley Field bar owners plan to meet with Chicago officials next week to discuss a proposal that would ban the sale of alcohol during clinch Cub games from the seventh inning stretch through the end of the game. Alcohol vendors within Wrigley Field already are banned from selling after the seventh inning stretch. Ray Orozco, the director of Chicago's Office of Emergency Management, made the proposal yesterday. He said it was in the interest of public safety. Wrigley Field is in Alderman Tom Tunney's ward. He says the proposal needs tweaking, which can be done at the meeting next Monday in Wrigleyville. The proposal would allow for liquor sales to resume after the game ends. A nonprofit foundation is working to buy a music park and campground in Brown County, Indiana, that's been the home to the Bill Monroe Bluegrass Festival for more than 40 years. Indianapolis businessman Steve Johnson says he established the foundation when he learned that the festival grounds were for sale. The current owner is working with the foundation, lowering the price to $3 million and removing the for sale sign from the property, which is about 35 miles south of Indianapolis. Bluegrass music has been played on the site since 1940. Musician Bill Monroe established the annual festival 40 years ago. The next festival is scheduled for next June. That festival includes a museum on the history of bluegrass and a year-round camping on the festival grounds. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 5:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
WILL programming is made possible by Tires Plus Total Car Care, located at Prospect and Market View in Champaign. Tires Plus provides complete car repair and maintenance. More information is available at 366-3201.
It's 4:34. Mike Sola has our weather.
Well, thanks, Tom. Very pleasant conditions across central Illinois. A little bit on the warm side. First full day of fall. The average high temperature, 73. Currently, 83 on Friends Plaza. 82 at Willard Airport, just a few high thin clouds across west central Illinois. No precipitation in our area. There are some storms that stretch all the way from the western shores of Lake Superior down in through Oklahoma. And some of the stronger storms are producing some hail in that area. That's along a cold front that looks poised and ready to move in our direction. But with the jet stream's configuration, that front will be moving to the northeast. Now, the tail end of it may push into west central and northwestern Illinois and bring some widely scattered showers. Even a few thunderstorms are possible late tonight, but the rest of the two-state area will remain on the quiet side as high pressure will be in control of our weather. The temperatures, again, will remain mild for the next several days and into the weekend. There's a chance that we will drop back down to nearer the average temperatures by early next week. For tonight, across Illinois and Indiana, northern and west central Illinois, partly to mostly cloudy, a few showers possible in far northwestern Illinois towards daybreak. Elsewhere, clear to partly cloudy. Lows from 52 in the south and east to 62 in the Chicago area. Tomorrow in northern and west central Illinois, mostly cloudy with scattered showers. Elsewhere, partly to mostly sunny, and highs tomorrow between 77 northwest to 87 in the south. Again, it's 83 on Friends Plaza, 82 at Willard Airport, and south wind at 5 miles per hour. It's 4:35. I'm Mike
from
Sola.
NPR News. This is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. In China, more than 54,000 children have been sickened by tainted milk powder. Nearly 13,000 are hospitalized and 4 have died. The scandal has also forced the resignation of China's head of food and product safety. David Barboza of the New York Times is following the story from Shanghai. And David, let's talk first about these children. We've seen scenes of hospitals just flooded with anxious parents trying to get their children tested, many of them sick.
That's right.